Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rob Brown Show, back on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, and you. How me, you may ask yourself, and I'm glad you did, hypothetical listener. I made up for this exact situation. It's because the Hub City Spartanburger text line's open for you right now at 844-326-3663. 844-FAN. F-O-N-E, if you'd like to come at us in that direction. You can also use that same number, 844-326-3663, to call the show. Get on the airwaves with us, if you so choose to do so. If you got a hot take for us, we would certainly love to hear us. You can also shoot me a tweet at The Rob Brown Show, because I am a branding genius. At The Rob Brown Show, you can tweet the great one, at Lonzo on Word, if you want to go at it in that direction. You are certainly welcome to do so as well. It is 7:01 in the a.m. portion of the day, and it is time for us to do what we in the business call a benchmark. It's a segment we do every day at the same time, and that time is 7 a.m., and that benchmark is this. It is the Water Cooler Cheat Sheet, the top three sports stories you need to know before you get to the office and start talking sports with your coworkers, or at least the ones that you like. This is what you're going to be talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, let's dive headfirst in with item numero uno. We have been talking about it. We continue to talk about it now. Game one of the NBA Finals goes the way of the Indiana Pacers. They trailed the Oklahoma City Thunder. Were tied or trailed for 59 minutes, 59.7 seconds, and then they took the lead on a Tyrese Halliburton mid-range jumper with 0.3 seconds remaining on the clock. The Thunder called the timeout. They got the other side of the court inbounds pass in, but did not find a way to connect on the volleyball rally-style shot with those 0.3 seconds remaining. And the Pacers come from down 14 points to stun the Thunder and get the dub. It was Tyrese Halliburton's most recent game winner or tire in this postseason. I believe he has five of them so far. Had one in series one, I think two against the Knicks. Like, dude's just been in fuego, and he continued that big you-know-what's streak last night, knocking down the mid-range J off the dribble drive step back. 111-110, Pacers win the game. The Oklahoma City Thunder defense was exceptional in the first half, generated 19 turnovers from the Indiana Pacers. In fact, at one point in the first half, most turnovers in an NBA Finals game was the most Googled thing in America. That's how much people were tuned in to that one. They only got five in the second half because once Indiana kind of recognized, all right, they're picking us up at the half court set. They are forcing us to play from the free throw line extended. How do we counter that? Let's go find the open spots out on the wings. Once the Pacers started playing out to the wings, the Oklahoma City Thunder defense started having to expand a little bit once the corner three started jumping. Then all of a sudden there was that room for the Pacers to get down into the paint and make things happen. They took full advantage of that. It was a masterclass in coaching and execution in the second half from the Pacers last night, and it earned them a 1-0 series lead in the NBA Finals. We now turn our attention to Game 2, which we have to wait until Sunday night for. That game will also obviously be in Oklahoma City. There was a lot made last night of the crowd at OKC. It actually apparently was pouring rain up until about 45 minutes before the game started, and yet the Thunder fans were out. The stadium was loud. I wonder what, if any, and I'm going to say there probably won't be one, but I wonder what, if any, Tyrese Haliburton sinking the dagger between the shoulder blades of the Thunder last night, does that have any impact on just how damn good that home court advantage was in Game 2?
That was a good-looking crowd, all the light and everything, crowd. But yep. I didn't think they were as disruptive as they needed to be. I thought they'd be louder, and I kept thinking, are they miking it down so you can't hear them as much?
I am going to say that they were, and here's why. Because I don't do this for necessarily every regular season game that I'm going to watch, but I absolutely do like to do this for the biggest games, right? Super Bowl, NBA Finals, NHL Finals, whatever. One of the things that I will do is I will, utilizing the Odyssey app or one of the other platforms that has it, if I can find a spot where I can check in on the home team's broadcast of the pregame show, I will. And the reason why is, and obviously they can do the opposite, right? Like they can take their ambient mics and pot them up to make it seem louder than it is. But I think they usually give a pretty good indication of just what kind of home field advantage the team is going to be working with. And last night on both the TV pregame show, the home team radio broadcast, which I did listen to for a little while, this is the Thunder team. I don't know if you remember, great one. When I was coming back from the St. Patrick's Day trip in New Orleans, I talked about listening to a Pelicans Thunder game, and the Thunder radio broadcast. And I can't remember what the expression was, but their radio announcer has an expression for when somebody knocks a 3-point basket. I was like, four words. He's like, fires it up and buckets. Or like, it's not even that cool. It was like this really weird, off-putting, like the dude's clearly trying to get his catchphrase over with the Thunder. And I was making fun of it for like a day because it was really bad. So I tuned into them. I was like, oh, I remember this guy. But they were talking about how it was, despite a really good home court advantage in the entire postseason run, they felt like there was more electricity in the building last night. I know on the ESPN pregame show, they were talking about it, about just how loud it was in that building. Every broadcast that I checked in on the away team too. I checked in on the Pacers broadcast for a few minutes too, and they were like, this is easily the loudest building that we have been in so far in this postseason. Obviously outside of our own. Yeah, okay, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. But it was bad. Oh, that's it. That's it. Texture just variety. It was cha-ching Thunder Moneyball. That's what it was. Oh, it was so bad.
Yeah, which is, I wish that everyone had forgotten that.
Cha-ching, Thunder Moneyball. Like, and he said cha-ching every time. Cha-ching, Thunder Moneyball. You know, like, I guess if you, do you sponsor 3 points made? Like, cha-ching, that 3-pointer made, brought to you by the Oklahoma Lottery. Cha-ching, Thunder Moneyball.
I just want to point out, when you've done play-by-play, you've had a thing. I think everyone.
Yeah, but my thing is good and cool.
Okay, all right.
My thing is good and cool, and I'm not like forcing something out of the blue to try to get... The man was going into business for himself is what he was doing, all right? And I won't stand for it. Cha-ching, Thunder money ball. So anyway, point is, it was apparently very loud. I wonder if having Tyrese sink the dagger brings out a better or worse crowd in game two. But that's a variable. At the end of the day, Thunder just got to come out and be more consistent on defense. Pacers shot 48% from the floor. Thunder shot less than 40%. They did knock 37% down from the arc, but the Pacers shot 46% from deep, 18 of 39. They also went 15 of 21 from the stripe, and the free throw disparity that the Thunder have leaned on was not there. The Pacers got 21 efforts from the stripe. The Thunder had 24. In the turnover department, again, there were 19 turnovers in the opening half for the Pacers. They ended with 24. Now, I will say this about the Thunder. They only had 6 turnovers in this game. Efficient with the ball, but the shooting percentage was too low. If they can fix that and they can keep it to single-digit turnovers, they'll still win this series. But we'll find out. Let's go to item numero dos. We have got on tap for you a spectacular weekend of college athletics. Last night, the Texas Tech Red Raiders, guns up! Got a 4-3 win over the Texas Longhorns in game number 2. Of course, Texas took game 1, 2-1, a one-run game. Last night, Texas Tech took a 4-3 win, a one-run game. We will have a decisive game 3 for the Women's Softball Championship this evening. And, buddy, there's no NBA tonight, so I'm all in on this. Last night, I shan't apologize. Last night, Texas Tech saw Kennedy go 7 innings, 6 hits, 3 runs. Cade 6 gave up just 1 dinger in this one. The Red Raiders, however, 5 hits with a couple of RBIs. The Longhorns did have 6 hits, one of them a dinger from Scott, but it was too little too late as Texas Tech was able to put a pair up on the 5th, a pair up in the 6th. The Longhorns would get 2 back in the top of the 7th, sent up their heart of the order after that, and Kennedy was just lights out from that point forward. Over on the baseball side of things, our Super Regionals get started this evening. 4 games, I shouldn't say this evening, get started this lunchtime. 4 games on tap at 12, 3, 6, and 9 they go. Arizona and North Carolina live from Chapel Hill. Then at 3 p.m., Miami at Louisville. This one is in Louisville, Kentucky. That game's at 3 o'clock. At 6 o'clock, Florida State goes to Corvallis to take on the Oregon State Beavers. And then at 9 p.m., the upstart underdog Coastal Carolina Chanticleers are out on the plains of Opelika, Alabama to take on the Tigers of Auburn. Then tomorrow, a full slate with every Super Regional in action. Louisville, Miami at 11, North Carolina, Arizona at noon. At 1 o'clock, Murray State at Duke. West Virginia, LSU at 2, Auburn and Coastal at 3, Tennessee, Arkansas at 5, UTSA, UCLA at 7, and Oregon State, FSU game 2 is at 9 p.m. On Sunday, we will have a handful of if necessaries, all the Friday games, if necessary, third. On Sunday, our Saturdays will have game 2. And then, of course, if necessaries on Monday from our Saturday openers, we will keep you up to date and abreast of all things college baseball, including some breakdowns later on in this show of the Super Regionals this weekend. Coming up on the Rob Brown Show, let's get to item number 3. There are 2 stories that could, should, would go into this slot. Both of them to me, as a fan of all the sports and a host of an all the sports talk radio show, both of them are equally deserving of spot number 3. But I also recognize that one of them is going to generate more conversation in your day-to-day life. And while the NBA expansion talk that Adam Silver got into yesterday is a big deal, Aaron Rodgers is a team guy now. Aaron Rodgers signing a 1-year deal with the Pittsburgh Steelers. The team announced yesterday he will join the team today and pending a physical being passed will become an official member of the Steelers later on this afternoon. The news comes more than 80 days since the start of free agency and 70 days after Rodgers visited the Steelers for the first time. Adam Schefter reported that Rodgers plans to fly to Pittsburgh today, joins the Steelers ahead of next week's mandatory minicamp. Schefter said that the Steelers never wavered in their belief that Rodgers would eventually sign with them, and that is the reason why the Steelers shocked everybody during the NBA draft and did not select a quarterback with their pick. What'd I say, NBA?
Yes.
I got basketball in the brain. What do you want? That is why the Steelers shocked everybody during the NFL draft, and despite having an upper-level draft pick, did not select a quarterback. They obviously did eventually pick a quarterback all the way down in the sixth round when they took Will Howard out of the Ohio State University. And there were a lot of questions about, do they think that Will Howard is a bona fide, certified, ready-made starter on day one, or is this because they have Aaron Rodgers as their plan right now? Turns out it looks like they do, and they did. So Aaron Rodgers is a pending a physical today, Aaron Rodgers is a member of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Interestingly enough, who do the Steelers have in week number one? That's right, the New York Football Jets, a contest against his old team in week number one. So everybody enjoy that national game. You know it's coming.
All right. So did you doubt this for a second? I've always thought that's where he's going.
I assume that's where he was going. I did get to a point where I wondered, is he going to go anywhere?
I still think it's I'll be there around training camp. And a word of mouth, a handshake thing. I think they had a handshake, and Tomlin was good with it. And it's the Rooneys, right? Still the Rooneys on it? And they were good with it.
That is certainly a possibility. I do think it is a possibility. I also know, and again, Aaron Rodgers is a publicity hound. I don't say that disparagingly, because aren't we all? I have TikTok, all right? It's kind of the game that we're in. Aaron Rodgers is a publicity hound. And in interviews he's done with McAfee and on other pods over the past couple of, at this point, months, he has teased multiple possibilities. The only team that he outright said he would not go to was the Chicago Bears. Now, in the same interview that he only eliminated the Chicago Bears as a potential landing destination for himself, he also said, no, I would not go to Chicago, and there is one team that will play at Chicago this year. Well, week 12, the Pittsburgh Steelers are at the Chicago Bears, which means Rodgers has an opportunity to go back to the stadium that he once declared public ownership of, Soldier Field. Of course, a little bit different looking Chicago Bears in the last couple of times that a rod of the football persuasion was under a helmet on a sideline. We will find out if that changes the game any at all. But Aaron Rodgers is indeed going to be joining the Pittsburgh Steelers. I agree with the great one halfway. I do not think that there was another team that was going to be Rodgers' destination. There was a few minutes I thought maybe Minnesota, but then Kevin McCarthy very, very boisterously grabbed a mic and said, J.J. McCarthy's our guy. I thought for a minute, maybe there's a chance the Jets try to bring him back. But then Aaron Glenn said on that day, well, I guess I should say Aaron Rodgers said on that day that he flew across the country to get there only to be fired within like 7 minutes of getting there. So that took them out of the equation. And by the time all of these stories developed, all of the other teams had found their quarterback either through free agency or through the draft. It left effectively the Pittsburgh Steelers as the only team still looking for a signal caller. Now, I did read a number of reports from a number of folks covering this team saying that they were happy with Mason Rudolph and they thought he could be a guy. A couple of guys who said that Rudolph was the transition plan to hand it over to Will Howard, but Honest opinion, Zoe, in 15 seconds, Will Howard is a quarterback at Ohio State.
It was good.
NFL ready?
I saw him 1 year.
Yeah, fair enough. I think that's the answer. I think that's the answer. I'm going to say no. And that's not a he can't be, he won't be, he never will be. That's a he played 1 year. He's not NFL ready. So this, I mean, the longer we got, the more it was like, it's either Aaron Rodgers or they lose the streak.
Because he came from Kansas, I think. But I only watched him 1 year.
Fair enough.
And I saw him play, as you have said many times, on basically an all-star team. So, I mean, I don't know.
I think there were very few people who said, not that Will Howard can't be, won't be, an NFL player, but you see, what he's not ready yet. It's going to take some time to sharpen him up, which progressively just meant that the Pittsburgh Steelers had two options. Aaron Rodgers, or understand you're forfeiting the winning streak. Those were the two options. And at the end of the day, even Rob Brown would take Aaron Rodgers out of that situation, being I was a playoff team last year and want to go back. I also want to come back from this break in just a couple of minutes on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know that anger that you only feel when you are at your ragiest? You know that anger that you feel where you're too angry to yell or shout, you're too angry to throw things or whatever it is that you do for therapy? That anger that it feels like is just welling up inside of you? That anger that makes you feel like you're going to turn green and grow big muscles and break cities? That kind of rage and anger? That anger that makes you say, I will end you. But like in that whispery rage tone? You know that anger? Ladies and gentlemen, the Atlanta Braves lose yesterday 11-10. That's not why I'm angry. I'm used to losing at this point. We're 27-34. We're now 7 games below 500. We remain 4th in the NL East at this point. And not just 4th in the NL East, 4th in the NL East behind the Washington Nationals at this point. By a full game and, sorry, two, no, game and a half at this point. And on top of that, now just 3.5 games ahead of Miami. There are only three teams in the National League. I don't count the Rockies as a team. There are only three teams, if you include the Rockies, in the entire National League that have fewer wins than the Atlanta Braves. If you add the National League in, there are only 6 teams in all of baseball that have a worse record than the team who had expectations of competing with the Los Angeles Dodgers for the NL crown this year. That's not even where my quiet rage comes from right now. My quiet rage comes from the fact that yesterday, the Atlanta Braves had a daytime game. And considering Rob Brown had some work to do, I went, I had lunch. I went back to the crib. I turned on the game. I was going to do a little work while I watch a little baseball in the background. It's a perk of the job. Now, I have a dear friend of mine. I have a dear friend of mine who is a Braves fan. He and I have been not even commiserating with each other. I have been commiserating to him, and he has been doing his darndest to try to keep me from losing my mind. I texted him on Wednesday night at 8 p.m. when the Braves were losing to the Arizona Diamondbacks. I turned on the game because I don't care about my own health or sanity or mental well-being. But I texted him. And I said, friend's name, why do I not want to turn the Braves on? Why do I not like watching Braves ball anymore? Why am I sad? And he wrote back, and I quote, because you expect excellence. We are not excellent. We are underperforming on both sides of the ball, but we are above average. Don't lose sight of that. To which I responded, above average? My brother, we trail everyone in the NL who's not Colorado, Pittsburgh, or Miami. We have fewer wins than the Angels. I hurt. And I texted him those things because they're true. He responded with, Brother Rob, you were only using your one eye. Remove that plank and see we're top five in runs against in the National League and top 10 in strikeouts, whip, and opposing average, and we've struggled pitching and ERA. Don't take this hope from me, Rob. It's all I have left. To which I responded, laughing face emoji, but also crying face emoji. And then he wrote back, and I quote, I agree, we suck. We shouldn't suck. Where's the team that made history just 2 years ago? Then we had this big discussion about how I've now bought into the theory that the Braves weren't actually good in 2021, pardon me, when they won the World Series. They got lucky. And listen, you need luck, which is not a real thing. You've got to be a good team. But you need some help.
Are your texts that long? No wonder you don't answer anybody else's texts.
When I'm responding to all your texts.
Okay.
For the last two days to 3 years.
Okay.
We went back and forth a little bit about the Bravos, him doing his best, me saying I'd kiss Chris Sale on the cheek because he's like the only thing going right now for us. Yesterday at 1:12 p.m., that was around the time that the Atlanta Braves were beating the Arizona Diamondbacks 6-0. He texted me and he said, in all caps, where's your negativity now, Judas? And I didn't respond because the Braves were up 6-3. Or 6-0, and I didn't want to ruin it. Of course, immediately after he sent that text, Arizona got three back. It was 6-3. But hey, you're still winning the ballgame, right? The Braves got another one back in the fifth. It was 7-3. The Braves got two more in the sixth. It was 9-3. And then we got to the eighth. Arizona scored one. It's 9-4. Atlanta scored one. It's 10-4. We go into the bottom of the ninth inning. The Atlanta Braves sitting with three outs remaining in the contest, up 6 runs. Does anybody want to guess where the M. Night Shyamalan twist comes in? The Braves let the Diamondbacks score not one, not two, not three, not four, and this is where the LeBron joke would kick in, and I'd say five, but I'm not done. Not five, not six. They let the Diamondbacks score 7 runs in the ninth inning and did not score in the bottom of the ninth. The Diamondbacks go on to win 11-10. I immediately text him back, buddy, because I did drop a buddy. Buddy, welcome to the Talk No Club. SSDD. And if you don't know what SSDD is, don't worry, I'll tell you. It's same, different day. He then wrote back, and I quote, I'm ... new text, speechless. Look, this team is done. Okay, now, I tried to tell you last week they were done. Some of you were holding on to pointless optimism. I tried to tell you a month ago they were done, but you all kept saying, oh, wait a minute, you get Spencer Strider back, you get Ronald Acuna Jr. back, you're going to be fun, Rob, there's a second-half team, Rob. Maybe they are a second-half team. You know what's not going to matter? What's not going to matter is if you go into the second half trailing the Phillies by 15, 16, 17 games, because I don't care how much of a second-half team you are. At some point, you're too far behind in the race to climb back in. At some point, you are just too far behind that even if you work to make up ground, you can make up ground. And when you are in a spot where you are still sending out Blewett, 1.1 innings pitch, 3 hits, 5 earned runs, 1K, Raisel Iglesias, 0.2 innings. He recorded 2 outs, but to get those 2 outs, he gave up 4 hits, 3 earned runs, walked 1, K'd 0.
You know, Rob, sometimes when you find there's a thing that's hurting you, you got to let it go. You just got to let it go. So maybe just you've already quit on the season, like you believe that the team has. So just let it go. Just quit talking about it, quit watching it, and get back to it next year.
I'm not going to quit talking about it. And it's not because I don't want to, okay? It's not because I don't want to. As those texts with my buddy that I just performed for you dramatically will detail. I am sad. I'm just a sad fan. I have invested a very long period of time, a lot of dollar bills, and a good significant of my barely remaining emotion in this baseball team. And I had expectations. But the reason that I'm not going to stop talking about it is because in any other year, this is a point in time where heads would roll. This is a point in time where a team would change its manager. The Orioles have done it. The Rockies have done it. This is a point in time where you'd look and you'd go, we had World Series expectations, and we absolutely have World Series talent. And because of the fact that we are trailing the Nationals, somebody got to go. Now, they made a BS cosmetic move the other day by changing out their third base coach. That's going to fix it. That'll do it. Change the third base coach. They're not doing anything. And they're not going to do anything because we got to be nice to Snit because he won us a World Series 4 years ago. And you don't want to upset any players because they might leave. You know what? Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome the Atlanta Braves to a limited club. You're now trade deadline sellers. You must now sell off the best players on your team when the deadline gets here because you don't have a farm system anymore. You gave all that away to build the roster, okay? You are now trade deadline sellers. Chris Sale's got to go. Marcelo Zuna, even though he's got a bum hip and he's not worth as much, Marcelo Zuna's got to go. Everybody who's not Spencer Strider, Ronald Acuna, or Drake Baldwin is on the block. It's rebuild time, and we're not even at the All-Star break. Yay! I hate you, baseball, so much. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, we talk AI a lot on this show, both in and outside of the world of sports, because I am very interested in how AI is going to impact sports. We've already talked this week about the fact that Major League Baseball is going to propose, and it seems, according to reports, likely pass a proposition that would bring the ABS, the automated balls and strikes system, in a replay format, a challenge format, to the regular season next year. It'll be the same format as spring ball was this year, in that every team will enter every regular season game with two challenges. If you challenge a call and you get it right, you will keep that challenge. If you challenge a call and get it wrong, then you will not. And I'm glad it is coming. And more importantly, I am glad that those automated challenges are put up on that big jumbotron at every stadium, because the one thing that they will do in that spot, because the calls that are allowed to be challenged are not subjective calls, is they will show the fans, meaning that, fingers crossed, meaning that the umpires won't be able to do what NFL refs did and just not overturn what is something blatant and blame it on subjectivity. The NHL is also discussing adding an increased adaptation and increased participation of the Hawkeye technology into NHL games next season. Now, up front, the Hawkeye technology usage in the NHL would be primarily to determine if a hockey puck crossed the goal line or not, because there's plenty of games, plenty of situations where a puck is floating around the goal line, but it is hard to see in real time, and even sometimes with replay cameras at high speed, if a puck did indeed get all the way across the goal line or not. So the Hawkeye technology is likely going to come to play in the NHL next year. It'll also be used on, you know, high sticking calls, et cetera, just certain situations where it's not a subjective call and evidence is clearly there, not just on a camera, but is also there on a on the same tracking device that tennis has been using for many, many years. I've told you multiple times, I got to see the Hawkeye tech in person at the Spire Motorsports Garage last year when they put it on a car and they showed us that if you just put your fingertips on a car, the Hawkeye tech can actually measure the difference in the car's height of a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of a millimeter based on how accurate it is. So I'm all on board. But obviously the Hawkeye technology isn't AI as we have come to know it. During the break there, a commercial played for an AI company, and the AI company is running advertisements for themselves on sports stations by saying our AI is changing how athletes and coaches see the game, right? And it was pointing out that it has, for instance, predictive technology. That is to say, they can input, and I'm going to use baseball for my example here because we talked baseball in the last segment and it's on the top of the old noodle. In baseball, AI can very quickly, rapidly look at every pitch thrown by a pitcher throughout his entire career, because it's 2025, right? Your Little League highlights are on YouTube somewhere if you look hard enough. So if you're a pitcher and you're up there against a batter, and this batter has had access to AI technology, predictive AI technology, that has the capability of, upon an input request from any given party, can go research every single 0-2 pitch that you have thrown as a major leaguer, a minor leaguer, and a college ball player. And it can find out that you have a tendency to, let's say, throw down and away changeup off speed in scenarios that are 0-2. And it is tracked the 7,000 times you have faced a batter with an 0-2 count. And it can say 82% of the time If he gets you 0-2, he's growing low and away changeup. Well, even though that may not be the ideal pitch to swing at, if you are a batter and you know that on an 0-2 count, this pitcher is likely going there, you can set yourself up, maybe not to take it yet, but you can set yourself up maybe a little closer to the plate, you know, around where you need to swing. It gives you a bunch of advantages, right? So I am wondering if as AI continues to advance in both its capabilities and its utilization, if predictive AI continues to make its way into the sporting world, how do you think coaches and GMs and players adapt to that, right? Like if a pitcher knows that the batter knows that in 82%, 77%, of his professional pitching outings, if he gets a batter down in the count 0-2, he's going changeup low and away. Do pitchers, like, do they have to take that into consideration now? Do pitching coaches have to take that into consideration now? Does a pitching coach need to also AI his own pitchers and say, hey, man, look, we have just been informed that you throw low and away changeup, low and away off speed, 77% of the time off speed. So from this point forward, you need to throw something else, right? Which maybe gets that pitcher out of his groove a little bit. On the flip side, the pitcher has access to that tech too. Does he go up there with one of them wristbands on that has the printout of the AI results of every batter and what they do and where their hot and cold spots at the plate are and say, okay, you know, I got him down 0-2 and ordinarily that's my off-speed low and away pitch. But I also know that his best stuff is when somebody goes low and away. So even though that's my pitch and that's my best 0-2 pitch, that's my best sit him down in 3 pitch, that's also the best pitch and he might think it's coming. So I'm going to go fastball high and tight. I'm going to throw it inside. I'm going to go the opposite. He's going to crowd the plate. He's going to walk up trying to get that bat ready to reach out to the other side of the plate and take it on the oppo. So I'm going to go inside high and tight, make him scooch back a little bit, try to catch the inside of the rubber and get him looking on the K, get him diving on the K. I am genuinely intrigued by how coaches, and I don't know that we will find out the answer to this until down the line when it is a little bit more commonplace, a little bit more utilized. It becomes a little bit more accessible at more levels of sport because like, the highest utilization of artificial intelligence and predictive technology is obviously going to be something that requires resources, something that professional level ball clubs and maybe the highest level college programs are able to invest in, afford, and make something that is a common part of what they do on the day-to-day. But just like everything else, smartphones, for instance. I remember, I had a Motorola Razr back in the day. You remember the Razr, the old flip phone? It was like, for a hot minute there, the Razr was like the phone. It was the one. It was nothing special about it. It was just a phone, but it was a flip phone, man. It was the best.
I saw them. I couldn't afford one, but I saw them.
We had the Motorola Razr, and then we had the, what was it, the Alltel phone that had Snake on it, and that was like a ground-shaking tech, man, when we could play Snake on the go. Incredible. There was a point in time where...
So you weren't talking about Solid Snake, you were talking about the little...
Yeah, where snake. You move the snake around the screen, and you eat the apple, and every time you eat the apple, the snake's tail gets a little longer.
Okay.
And then eventually the snake takes up most of the screen, but if you touch your own tail, the level's over, the game's over. Snake. So there was a point in time where you could take the school bus home from school and like half the kids on the back were playing Snake and competing with each other to see who could set the high score. But here's the thing. Not every kid on that bus had the Alltel phone that had Snake on it, right? But then eventually we got to a point where everybody did, but a few of those kids, they had a Gen 1 iPhone. They had music on their phone. They had a little magic rectangle that they could push a play button and they could listen to music at any point that they wanted. And then there came a point where everybody had the Gen 1, but some people moved up to the Gen 2 smartphone and they had all these new toys. Now games started to be like 3D shoot 'em ups that you could play on your cell phone. Well, some of the kids in the back of the bus were still like, I can listen to Creed, right? It's kind of like that, in that it is going to take time for this technology to not just continue to develop, but also for people to find out the best impact that it can have on their lives, or in this case, in their job, their career as coaches, GMs, players, whatever.
So how long will it take before an AI voice replaces a coach's voice in the ear of, let's say, the quarterback?
I would not be, I don't know about that, but I would not be shocked to find out that within the next, let's say, 5 years, that a coach doesn't effectively have an AI offensive coordinator, right? Doesn't effectively have a computer program on their little play tablet that it follows the game in real time. It tracks the defensive tendencies of the opposing team. It tracks what has been successful and what it hasn't. And like the Ask Madden button used to do on the Xbox, starts to say, in this situation, with this down a distance, at this point in the game against this defense, and with the performance your team's had, the best play to run in AI's predictive technology's opinion is this. And we don't get to a point where a coach doesn't say, you know what? I'm going to trust the poder on this one. I'm going to trust the computer. I'm going to go with the AI predictive text. Now,
it'll have to be some younger guy who's not in the league yet.
Maybe so. You're telling me right now you couldn't see Mike McDaniel at some point going, you know what? Let's give this a whirl.
Well, nothing else is working for him. Why not?
Exactly. Exactly.
I just don't see a coach like Andy Reid doing that.
No, I agree with that. I don't think any of the old school guys are going to do it. But at the same time, I would say, let's look around the league. We are starting to see, I think, the next generation of coaches prop up. I'm not even talking about like Sean McVay, who's still in his 30s. I'm talking about the Mike McDaniels, the Dave Canaleses of the world. When Todd Bowles gets canned in Tampa after next year, I would not be shocked to see the Tampa Bay Buccaneers go, okay, let's go. Liam Cohen in Jacksonville, right? Like young guys getting their crack at it. I wouldn't be shocked to see one of them go, hey, can y'all build me an AI program that analyzes every single aspect of the game, my team, their team, the down and distance, the spot we're in, the this, that, the other, put all these things in and spit out of my playbook, which it knows, the best play in this situation. And I would say that's not a thing, except it totally is. I have got dear friends of mine now, and I call them out on this, but I've got dear friends of mine now who they can't function without ChatGPT anymore. They can't do anything without going into ChatGPT and going, hey, can you do this? Can you tell me this? Inform me. And for the record, a solid 85% of the time, their life's better because of it.
I don't think I've ever used it before.
I'll keep it a buck. I use it once or twice a day.
Yeah, I just don't.
Now, I also tell people, follow up on what ChatGPT says, because AI right now, and this is part of the reason I don't think it's there yet, AI right now, if it can't come up with a good coherent answer, we'll often just make one up, right? Like there's a person in government right now who's in a bit of trouble because they just put out a report and it turns out that AI made up a bunch of stuff and they didn't check it in that report and he's getting cooked. The point is, I got to think once we kind of get past that we are going to get to a point where some coach somewhere is going to say, I'm going to let AI pick my place or tell me who should start or who should get the ball.
If they haven't already.
If they haven't
already doing it.
That's fair. Yeah. Wouldn't you keep it close to the vest if you did?
Absolutely.
I damn sure would. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back here in hour number two. I got your audio blitz, some of the best audio we've picked up the last couple of days. We'll talk some more NBA Finals. We'll preview an incredible sports weekend and more. Speaking of incredible, here's a sports flash.
I am incredible, amazing, all those things.
I meant the sports flash.
Oh, okay, fine, whatever, go away. Game one of the NBA Finals goes to the Indiana Pacers with a 111-110 win on the road. The Pacers did not take a lead until Tyrese Haliburton knocked down a mid-range jumper with 0.03 seconds remaining in the game, two of his 14 points on the night. Game two is this Sunday. The Atlanta Braves took a 6-run lead into the top of the ninth against Arizona, but surrendered 7 runs in the final frame, giving the Diamondbacks an 11-10 win and a sweep of the series. Scott Blewett and Raisel Iglesias combined to give up 8 runs and struck out only one in the final 2 innings of work. Aaron Rodgers has agreed to a one-year deal with the Pittsburgh Steelers, pending the physical. The news comes 80 days after the start of free agency. Rodgers is expected to arrive in Pittsburgh and join the team sometime today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.